All right, well, hey, this is Pirate RC, and I'm on the phone with Naya Rivera from Glee. She plays Santana. How you doing, Naya?
Good. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, same here. Thanks. So, yeah, so you guys are on break right now. You get a little time off. How was the tour for you?
Oh, it was a blast. It was literally a dream come true, and I got to do, you know, some of the things that I've always dreamt of doing, like singing live and traveling and touring and performing for thousands of people. We did Radio City Music Hall. We did 5 shows there, and that was, you know, that's monumental in itself, so it was really good.
Was it just wild to see all the fans? I bet they were just singing along the whole time and stuff like that, or could you even see them, like, when you were on the stage?
Oh, yeah, no, I could see them, and I would, like, make eye contact with people, and so it felt very intimate, and most of the shows, people were standing for the entire show, and, you know, knew all of the words, and it was great feedback.
Did you meet a lot of fans while you were on the road, and people come up and kind of, you know, just have things to say to you?
Yeah, we did. We would, like, go out and try and make time at every show to go outside and, you know, like, do a signing, and we were pretty good about it in every city. So I got to meet a lot of people, and I got to meet some girls that, like, run this big fan site for me, so that was awesome, and they, like, flew to Chicago to see the show, and it was kind of, like, mind-blowing to see so many people just, like, you know, waiting to talk to us, and it was awesome. It was good.
That's great. Do you have a favorite number that you performed?
I loved doing Bad Romance. That was my favorite because we got to wear the costumes that we wore in the show. You know, I love that song and the whole energy, and the crowd just, like, exploded when they realized that that's what we were doing when we came out in our crazy Gaga outfits. So that was definitely the highlight for me.
So I've seen the shoes. Are they crazy to wear? Well, yeah, especially for a guy. I mean, normally they're just wearing flats of some sort, so it's like even probably...
I know, some of the other guys tried on the shoes, and they were like, I can't even walk. I don't understand how Chris is dancing.
So was rehearsing for the live show a lot different than rehearsing for the actual TV show?
No, actually not really, because we worked with the same amazing choreographers, Zach and Brooke, and it was the numbers that we already knew, and we already knew the choreography, and so it was just a matter of reworking them for the stage, so it wasn't different at all.
It's been said that it's a grueling schedule for most actors and compared to most shows. How do you find it?
I think that, I wouldn't say that it's more grueling, I just think that it's more involved and more intricate, and I feed off of that energy because I'm the type of person that likes to do so many things at the same time anyways that it kind of just worked out that, you know, I've happened to be on this dream show where I, like, run to the singing studio and sing and then run and learn a dance number and then shoot a scene, and I like doing that, and it makes me feel more productive, so I feel really blessed to have that schedule, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, and it's amazing how many songs go into each show, and then just the whole acting element during the songs. I mean, it's like kind of like what a lot of performers strive to do, is to be able to express real emotion while they're performing a song, and I think a lot of them can't, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that it's sort of like, I call it a boot camp aspect, and it's just going to make us better at everything that we do, and, you know, I think that's an invaluable asset that we've been given, so.
Well, your character, Santana, kind of grew throughout the season, and one thing that your character gets to do is a lot of, like, kind of biting one-liners, or other than Sue Sylvester, probably kind of, like, the best mean dialogue, I guess I would call it. Do you find that fun? I mean, it seems like it might be kind of fun just to be that character.
Oh, yeah, it's more than fun. It's awesome. I mean, I really get the character now, which is so funny because it's not really who I am. You know, when I'm, like, talking to people on set, I'll be, like, joking around with Kevin or Jenna or Diane. Santana, and then as soon as I, like, they yell action and I have to say something really bitchy, I just, like, go into a whole, like, a different mode. And so it's really funny to kind of see me just, like, put on my Santana face and be mean to people.
Do you guys ever have any trouble getting through any of the scenes where you're just like, this is so crazy ridiculous, like, how are we even going to get through it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. In the episode where Leah had a bad sing and she sang the climb, that was, like, an inside joke between us, like, for the longest time. And she would just do that, like, when anyone was sad, and then they wouldn't be able to contain themselves. I had never heard it. So when she sang it in the first take, I, like, wasn't even on camera. I had to put my head, like, on the chair next to me, and I no one was acting. And it was very hard, and the director was like, I'm not going to get anything out of this stop because we could not hold it together.
I'm sure, because it was pretty... I mean, that would have been hard just to sing badly for her. You know, she's pretty pitch perfect all the time.
It's, like, amazing. It's, like, the weirdest, most awesome bad singing I've ever heard because she's got, like, this really weird vibrato, and then she was, like, getting louder at certain points, and it was really good.
Yeah, no, that was definitely cool. So your first big solo was on the Madonna episode, right?
Yeah.
What was that like, I guess, first of all, finding out that you had a solo, and then just did you have to prepare differently for doing a song where you're one of the featured versus when you're doing ensemble work?
I didn't really prepare differently, but because I was kind of just like, I felt like a caged lion at that point, and I was like, oh my God, let me out. So I was kind of busting out of the box when it came to that, because I had been, you know, really, really anxious to sing something. That's something that I love to do. And so I was beyond excited. And, you know, I've been singing all my life, so the preparation aspect was kind of already there. It was just a matter of showing what I can do. So that was fun.
Yeah, no, that's definitely cool. You weren't a cheerleader, were you, when you were in high school?
Oh, no, not at all. I definitely wanted to be. I think it was sophomore year. I wanted to try out really badly, but A, it was so expensive. I think it still is. I was, like, too busy with auditioning anyways. My mom was like, you won't even be able to make practices, which is true. So
I guess now you're, like, the ultimate cheerleader. So it's...
I know, I'm totally living out my fantasies as a full-grown woman.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're getting a second chance at high school for sure, which a lot of us definitely don't, so that's kind of cool.
I think it's so great, because I'm, you know, if I could go back to high school, I would want to be Sarah Tanner.
Yeah, she's pretty fantastic, I think, overall. Have you done theater before?
I did, like, a traveling, like, kind of off-Broadway-type play, and we traveled for, like, a month and a half, but that was my only stage experience. And I just, you know, tried my hand at it, and it was interesting.
So do you have a favorite play that you've seen or a musical that you've seen?
I should be shot in the face for this answer because I've never seen a musical.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's just a matter of, you know, you didn't live...
I mean, like, I'm always going to New York, and I was there for, like, 4 months. I lived there and still never saw a Broadway play, and it's definitely something that I have to do. I don't know why. I'm ignorant in that aspect.
Well, no, that's okay. So is there a song then maybe that you would love to just sing, or maybe you've even heard one from a play, like the character of Rachel did On My Own during this last season, but mm-hmm. Have you heard anything that you'd love to do, or is there anything that you're looking forward to doing?
I don't know. I'm pretty open because, you know, I love so many different artists and songs and genres that it's really tough to pick. I would love to sing anything by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Or maybe something by Amy Winehouse would be cool. Other than that, I don't know, I'm pretty open. And, you know, anything that the writers give me to do, I'm always happy about.
Do you remember what the first album you bought was, or first CD, and maybe one that you were just, like, singing along to constantly?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the first CD I ever had was, no doubt, Tragic Kingdom. That was my first full album, but the first thing I ever bought, I think, was maybe One More Time as a single. Like, I bought the tape single.
Now on YouTube, well, for your show and just in general, you'll see a lot of people redoing videos or imitating videos or anything. If there had been a YouTube back then, would we have seen Naya, like, in her room, you know, lip syncing and doing all the moves?
Probably not, because I don't know. I never had that personality. I would do it, like, alone in my room. I definitely did do that, but I don't think I would have ever taken it.
I know. I think I'd be really nervous to have myself on there doing kind of, like, someone actually really seeing me sing along to something. It'd be horrifying, I think.
Yeah, which is weird because I do that for a living, but...
So as far as, like, just musically for you, have you ever thought about working as a solo artist, or is theater and acting and stuff like that more your thing?
I definitely have thought about that. That's been a dream of mine, you know, ever since I was, like, 8. I always wanted to put out an album and be an artist, and so I think that I'm on a good path, and I'm, you know, on my way to doing that. I have so many different things that I want to do. It's insane. So
yeah,
hopefully I'll keep, you know, checking them off my list.
Yeah, for sure. Just one thing at a time, and keep going after them. Is there an artist right now that you're just, like, really into and think is really great? I know you mentioned, like, MJ and Amy Winehouse, but is there anyone else that you've checked out?
I'm really obsessed with it. I really, really have always loved the Haley, the lead singer of Paramore.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, her voice is awesome, and so I love Paramore. And I've also been listening to a lot of Dead Weather. I love Dead Weather.
Oh, cool. Yep.
Live. They're awesome. I mean, I kind of just play around. Oh, and this girl named Janelle Monae, she's amazing. Totally cool chick, and her video's awesome, so love her.
Oh, cool. Very good. All right, well, Naya, thanks a lot for talking to us. We really, really appreciate your time.